Okay. I raise the gitech. There's your get. Amanash the teeth nearly must time zoos. On the condition that you give me $200. I raise him a gureshes, petitain. She's divorced, but she's got to give the $200, otherwise the divorce doesn't take effect. I'm not sure she didn't leave me kind about Shloshim Yom. And the condition gives me the money within the next 30 days. Nasla besoch Shloshim Yom. If she gives the money within 30 days, Megureshes, she's divorced. Mean Lavin, if not, any Megureshes, she's not divorced. Amr Shigamil said, Maisa Betzaidan is a Maisa in Sidon. But Omar Echolisto Guy said to his wife, I raise a gitech, I'm not shatidinly, it's the lisi. We'll give you this again, this should give me my coat. I guess he left his coat in the house when he left. Vavdeit, so the coat got lost. So what's she going to do? How's she going to make the condition up? So Omar Echolim said, Titin lost, she can give the value of the coat, which is a big kula, right? It's a big leniency because there should be no coat, no divorce, right? No tiki, no washi. So if there's no coat, there should be no divorce. Chami said, no, the money counts. We're just going to discuss that, actually, here. Tani, let's say she intended to give the $200, which was the condition of the get, but he dropped dead before she could give him the $200. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amarti Nosein Laviv, Shengamil says the money should be given to his heirs, to Laviv, to his brothers, to his father, Lachiv, to his brother, works to exempt him from Chalitz and Yibum. She doesn't have to go Chalitz or Yibum because she gave the money to the brother or to the father. Of course, he's dead, so she doesn't need to be severed from him. The only thing she needs to be severed from is Chalitza Yibum. This exempts from Chalitza Yibum. So in fact, she's considered retroactively divorced because she fulfilled the condition posthumously. Okay? Ab Kiddushin, okay, now the same thing works by Kiddushin. I read Mekudeshesli. If a man said to wife, I'm married to you, on the condition I give you $200. The way speak Litain law, he was not able to give her the money before he died. So, can the Kiddushin take effect nonetheless? Yes. His brother or father, Nosim La, they give the money to her, then she becomes required under Kol Chalitza Yibum. So if she's, particularly attractive, whatever, and they want to keep her in the family, so then they give her the money, and that way she's Mekudeshes to retroactively, and until she goes to the father, to the brother for Yibum. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan said, going on the sefer, in the case of the coat, b'sha'avda ba'onus on a kayam, it's only talking about when she lost the coat unintentionally. Then, also saw, kimas, interesting how they looked at it. Also, they made it, kimas neshomer chinam, like a shomer chinam, who made a condition, a watchman who's not getting paid, make condition leos potum in ashvua. Be exempt from an oath and just pay. With no mishom, normally shom rechinam, if something gets lost on his watch, he's got to take an oath and he's exempt from pay. So this is like a shom rechinam was stipulated, she became like a shomeres on the coat. That's like a shom rechinam stipulated, I'm not going to take an oath, I'm going to pay instead. And that's why the payment works. Because we actually give her status on the basis of the condition of a Shomeres Chinam. That's the status we give to her. It's a fascinating concept. So that's what makes it work. Even though there's no coat, since she was a Shomeres, and just like a Shomer has ways out of the Shmira by paying, so too she has a way out of her tonight by paying for the lost coat. Don't like it?
It's not really analogous, because in the case of the divorce, she's getting something for holding on to the coat. What is she getting? What is a Shomer Chinam getting? Because she's getting the use of.
Well, she's not gay. She's getting her get.
Yeah. So
that's true. Well, Shomer Chinam gets anything, but that doesn't get anything. But she's getting a get. It's not really getting anything. I mean, you're right. There's something. Yeah. It's not really quid pro quo, though. It doesn't really work the same way.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Says more. Does it possible to say that that here it's like a shomachin exempt from a shvua? There's no shvua here. What are you talking about shvua? Right? There's no shvua here. It's not relevant at all. Elik sh'avda v'pshianakim. Rather, here it's talking about even where she lost the coat because she hated the guy and she was negligent, she burned the coat. You know, I don't know what she did with it, but it's not. It's even worse. A case where Mishom Rechinim is chayav, right? Because it's poshea. So here, Domi Masul Sokitz to this. They said that the money. It's not a lomdish concept based on shmira. Chazal said the money is like the coat. That's all. Okay. Chazal said that the condition is fulfilled if the guy gets the coat or the guy gets its money. So the guy gets the money. So actually, Chachamim themselves argue that. It's Machlokas. So Rishchim Malil is the one who said that, I'm sorry, it's the other way around. Chachamim said that the money is like the coat. Rishchim Gamliel says, if the coat is lost, although it's not explicit mission, but the assumption of Rishchim Malil is that the coat is lost, that's it, the get can never be a valid get. So that's what Gemara says, that Rabbanan Amrim, the Rabbanan say, Achazu v'achazu k'tnai k'mishum k'tnai gin. It doesn't matter if it's money or if it's the code itself, they both work because they fulfill the condition by get. So actually, the question is not so much a status of Shmira, but rather the question of how to interpret the t'nai. Chachomi interprets the t'nai that it means he wants either the code or its value. Rav Shimon Leal says he dafka wants the code. If he doesn't get a coat, we understand, according to this Gemara, Tanakam argues and holds that Shemeshon Gamil, that divorce is not a valid divorce. You have to start over again with the new get. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Halachava. Arayza kitech amanashi tisham shisaba. Is there again a condition that you serve my father, amanashi taniki is bni, or nurse my child? Kamini minikto. How long does she have to nurse the kid? Shtei shanim, 2 years. Eina meshmanas chodesh, 18 months. Meisa beno shemeisa av. If the son dies, or the father dies, I raise the get, even if she didn't complete the term of 2 years or 18 months. Amnashet tisham shis abu shtei shanim. However, if he made the term part of the condition, on the condition to serve my father for 2 years. Or I'm an actual thing is b'nishay shalim, or nurse my child for 2 years. Meisa bein. If then in that case, if the father and son die, moshamar of ef shisha the shamsheni. Or the father side, it's not possible for you to serve me. Shalobak, but he didn't get angry with her. If he got angry with her, obviously she caused the termination herself. But if she didn't cause the termination, ain't no get. It's not a valid get because she didn't fulfill the condition. Since she didn't cause the termination, it was on his initiative that he terminated the relationship, or the kid died. It's a get. It's considered as if the condition was fulfilled. Arshagamliya said, the general principle is culture equal to enemy manner. Wherever she doesn't cause the problem, she's not the impediment, then Hareza get, the get is a valid get.
But if the milk dries up before 2 months or 2 years. So she didn't cause it, but on the other hand, it's still her fault.
I'm going to have a similar case on Mubez. Okay? Similar case. Not quite the same, much more gory, but similar idea. Amar Rechia Barba. Rechia Barba said, B'chayov, Vudash Shamshenu Kol Tzarko. She's got to serve him. And I'm going to tell you about while he's alive, as much as he wants, as much as he needs. Or Bhusha Taniki called Sarko. She nurses as much as the kid needs. Lachami, so what if the guy dies, retrospectively? Even if she was not diligent in her labors. Whether it's in terms of nursing or in terms of service. Even if she just served for 1 hour. I feel any kotzer shor achas or nurse for 1 hour, that's sufficient. In other words, she doesn't, during his lifetime, he can give her a report card and say, listen, you're doing a poor job. In that case, he jeopardizes the tznai. But after he dies, since he didn't give a report card, in retrospect, we only made sure that she served at least 1 hour during his lifetime, or she nursed 1 hour during his lifetime. Okay? So when report cards are issued, she's in danger. But when report cards can no longer be issued, she's no longer in danger anymore. Okay? And we said condition is soon to be fulfilled.
Now, he's holding her hostage. The get is hostage.
Right.
He's allowed to do that?
As long as it's temporary, yeah.
Temporary, 2 years?
2 years is temporary. Right, as long as it's not low.
She's in limbo for 2 years because mm-hmm. she's not divorced and she's not married to him. I mean, she's married, but...
That's correct. Great. That's Jewish law. So, what's your logic, Shomer? B'chayav, if it's true in his lifetime, even a report card doesn't matter. As long as she didn't create an outright impediment which led to her dismissal, the fact that she was not diligent in working or nursing doesn't make the tenai, rendered invalid. The tenai is still valid. And he agrees. Even she goofed off for the whole 2 years except for 1 hour. It's still enough. She fulfilled the condition. L'achar misa, when it's after death, even she didn't do any work in retrospect. She didn't cancel the condition. She could have done work, right? You know, sure, she was slouching. But eventually she was going to do some work. So if it's considered as if the condition is invalidated, even if she never ended up actually ever doing any work. Okay? It's good Jewish work ethic. Right? As long as you're available, that's good enough. So it says, Masnius the Bleak are Reish Lakish. My Mishnah seems to argue on Reish Lakish and also Reish Barba. It's the Farshim pointed out. Because it says, no hanky panky. It says, Kamim Nikaso. Now she got to serve. Stay shonim. Rabbi Rabbi Shmaras HaKadosh. That's 2 years, 18 months. I don't say anything about non-diligent labors. So a fascinating answer. Lemna Abi Avin Bishar Manika Shanu. She might have to pay for the nursing, but she doesn't actually have to do it. Okay? We might be able to sue her to get the money for what she was being lax. She might have to reimburse us for that. But Lamai said the condition itself was fulfilled. It's a fascinating concept. Okay? Says, I'm ready to vote Rabbi Yochanan. Rose said, name Rabbi Yochanan. Seder Simfon Kahu. How do you make an additional marriage? So the following way. Simfon means a conditional marriage. It means a conditional anything, but here means a conditional marriage. Ana Palam Bar Palam. The writers say, I so-and-so, son of so-and-so. Mekadesh lach, marry you, and plonis, bas papalon, so-and-so, daughter of so-and-so. Amnasi ten lach mikamas pon, in order to give you a certain sum of money. Umnach nisach, and to marry you, I'm going to give you a certain sum of money, and I'm going to marry you. Yom Palon, by certain certain days. Dinas Yom Palon, if so-and-so day came, v'lo k'nisach, and by then, I, he's still speaking, I have not married you. I have not married you. Emphasis is on him. V'lo yavle loklum. Then I have no marriage with you. You might get to keep the money, but the marriage is null and void, right? Well, that's conditional marriage. What if Irla Onus, what if then something befell him and he wasn't able to marry her on the allotted date? Not because he intentionally missed the date, but an onus occurred to him. And he was compelled, you know, he was held detained by the police or something like that, he wasn't able to marry her on that day. So, Yochanan said, if it's an onus, what's up? It's not as if he married her. He married her. Lamaisa, it's not considered to be an excuse. Right, Reish Lakish Amar Unso Kaman Dovid. Reish Lakish says an onus is as if he did do it, meaning that we give him credit as if he did marry her on that day. Okay, now Daiti the Reish Lakish, Kohen Reish Lakish in Tzarech, if he has to make a condition which is workable, right? Meaning where the marriage, if you want to make a condition where the marriage will in fact be canceled by the condition, means this way he should have done it. I mean, ask the young Ploni, if so and so day comes, for lo kinasto li, and you don't agree to get married to me. Excuse me, the emphasis is on her. Then the marriage will be null and void. So in that case, even if he is exempted from his condition because he was an ones, and therefore the condition was not violated, and still would be married. But she could say, "Well, you were ones on the day when I expected you to marry me, and therefore I have the right to cancel the marriage retroactively." Right? In other words, where it's up to him, and he was an ones, so the ones impedes upon the condition from taking effect. But it's up to her under the same circumstance. Even though he was an onus, she could say, yes, you might have been an onus, but it's under my discretion. And the fact he didn't show up for whatever reason is enough for me to say, to exercise my right for the marriage to be cancelled. Okay? So that's how it works. Says Rabbi Yochanan, a very interesting thing here. Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was dying, Paki Labanzi commanded his daughters, who are obviously unmarried, to have an oven in Reish Lakish. They should write a conditional marriage the way Reish Lakish formulated it. Hi, Rabbi Yochanan himself holds differently. We always pass on Rabbi Yochanan. Army said, Shema Yama, Basin Acham, maybe another basin will arise in the future. If he's by the Kavasei, and the whole like Reish Lakish, the name that Ones is as if the husband did fulfill the condition. And therefore, the marriage is a valid marriage. And then, if you get married after such an episode to somebody else, your children will come to Mamzerus, right? So therefore, make sure to write the clause the way Reish Lakish counseled in order for the condition to actually have an effect and be no, and the marriage be terminated despite the fact that the reason why it didn't show up is because of an onus.
The way this Gemara is formulated right now, it seems to be the raya to the raya of Avius on, and it's not focused with the Rambam, so how do, when do you, when can a best of governmental talking agreement, the Rambam says that you need that kind of bezin to overturn the prior bezin's decision. The raya says you don't. It says if the only reason why minority opinion is mentioned in the Mishnah is because when you have that present, then you don't need the Bezdin government to help you. And this Gemara seems to formulate, doesn't have these qualifiers. Of course, you throw it in as an explanation to say the Rambam. On its face, it just says if another Bezdin comes along and they want to hold like their sluggish, that seems to apply just on its face, like the writer.
Where's Rav Nichols Mamre? On the Parish of Mishnah? On the Parish of Mishnah? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, doesn't need to have any qualifier, sure.
Yeah.
That's true. Could be. Okay. I don't know, I guess Ram would say in those zones they go to Kohamim, right?
But it doesn't say that.